Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said persons should call ahead to the flu clinics if they are experiencing pain in the chest or difficulty breathing. She said persons in quarantine and isolation should have a designated person to check on them to ensure that they remain safe.
So if you are COVID-19 positive and you're experiencing symptoms, I would ask you to call your nearest health center for guidance. And it may be a case that the team may need to come and assist you. Or you could call ahead at Milton Cato at A&E and let them know that you're experiencing these symptoms so that they could best advise you in terms of what to do. And the doctors will do that. But definitely do not stay at home if you're having chest pain, you can't breathe, shortness of breath, etc. You're having difficulty, because that could also be very fatal as well. So we really want people to be mindful of that and try to get ahead. Even if you're in isolation, have somebody who checks in on you. Because being able to be in a room and something happen, you might not be able to get help immediately. So have a friend, have somebody in the household, knock on the door, how are you doing, you're okay, video call, WhatsApp messaging, text. Let people know that you're going to take a nap. Let people know if you're not feeling well so that we could check in on you and we could also get you the care that you need.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, is now lobbying for vaccine production in Barbados. She said if the COVID-19 pandemic is to be conquered, vaccines need to be readily available across the world. And Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Gaston Brown, said the country will be entering 2022 with most, if not all, of the measures put in place to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic removed, whether or not significant number of people has been vaccinated. Internationally, Johnson & Johnson has asked the Food and Drug Administration to allow extra shots of its COVID-19 vaccine as the U.S. government moves towards expanding its booster campaign to millions more vaccinated Americans. It said it filed a request with the FDA to authorize boosters for people 18 years and older who previously received the company's one-shot vaccine. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.